Hey everyone, a huge weekend in sports is coming up, and if you've been looking for an online sports book where you can play all the games, then pull out your phone and Shazam this commercial right now using the Shazam app for exclusive offers from BetDSI.com. BetDSI is giving away a free $25 wager if you use promo code SBG25. Or simply just Shazam this commercial right now. You'll get instant access to register, play, win, and get paid on everything from football to reality TV. If it moves, DSI puts odds on it. So Shazam this commercial right now for instant access to BetDSI.com and get a free $25 wager on the house and 100% extra bonus when you deposit. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. Shazam now, or use promo code SBG25 to get your free wager and start winning today at BetDSI.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Man, I just showed AJ. There was an avalanche yesterday in Colorado. I think that might be the same. I don't know if that was, what is it? Not 70. What is it? I forget which goes from Denver to Beaver Creek. I forget which road that is, but it might have been. Holy crap. They had an avalanche, and this car, there was this guy was shooting it, and this car in front of him just got enveloped. Holy crap. I wonder, did you see the guy that was 5 days in, where was it, New York? Where did they have so much snow and cold that he survived on packets of hot sauce?
What?
Yeah. Yeah. 5 days. Oh, in Oregon. Oregon, they had unbelievable snow.
It's been
snow.
Crazy.
It's been crazy.
That's where my wife's family is from. And like, they live on the side of the mountain where they usually don't get snow. And they've gotten so much snow in the past couple of weeks that they don't even know how to handle it there.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, like the train that was stopped for, like, people got stuck on a train for 5 days. Well, this guy was in his car, I guess, with his dog, and he had taco. That's all he survived on was taco sauce.
I'll be honest. 5 days. I mean, I'm not saying it would be easy to be stuck for 5 days, but your body can go without food for 5 days. You could have just not eaten the taco sauce.
Yeah, and I guess you could get the water out of the snow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taco sauce is unnecessary.
Well, I mean, when you go, I'm hungry. There's taco sauce.
Nothing to wash it down with, that taco sauce is basically,
snow.
It's all sodium. It's just going to make you thirsty.
Snow.
Okay.
You've got plenty of that.
That's true, but the taco sauce seems like overkill.
It seems like what?
It seems like AJ said, I feel like it adds some flavor, no pun, to the story, but I feel like it's unnecessary. If there's snow,
no nutrients in taco sauce?
It's all salt.
That's all it is.
Which is bad.
Well, I'll tell you this. I forget which one.
Was it Taco Bell?
Taco Bell loved it.
Where was he? In his car?
He was in his car. Yeah. He was sitting in his. He was in his vehicle, a water resource, a construction vehicle. Anyway, he was stuck there, and that's all he had was. Hey, it's a good story.
Where'd he poop?
In the snow, you can pee and poop, and then you could. There's more there that you can drink it.
What did he use to wipe?
Snow.
Empty taco sauce packets.
You didn't hear Gilbert on here last week, did you?
No.
Gilbert has hemorrhoid issues because he doesn't clean himself too well.
Oh, no.
Yes. He said that the doctor said my hygiene's not that good.
Gilbert, let me recommend to you becoming a wet wipe man.
That's what we said.
I haven't used dry toilet paper in years. I don't believe in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Nope.
That's something I didn't want to know, but...
Yeah, I'm against dry toilet paper. If you were
What about in here?
I don't poop here.
Your own?
I do have wet wipes in my bag if I need them, but I don't poop at work.
Oh.
But imagine, John...
Well, there was a guy that got fired from his job. Did you see that? Because he poops too much at work. He got fired for it.
He had Crohn's disease.
And he's actually, now, he is suing them for like $100 million. Yeah, Amazon, I think
he's going to win
working.
That, I'm pretty sure,
too. I'm pretty sure, too. You got to let people poop when they want.
If you got some poop on your hand, would you clean it by just wiping it with dry paper and then go about your day?
At first, and then I would wash it with soap.
Not at first.
No, you would just instantly go and wipe it, or you'd wash your hands with soap and water.
Right.
But with your butt, you just feel like, oh, I'll just wipe this off with dry paper and it's clean now? That's not clean. There's still poop on your butt.
Hmm.
You're basically Gilbert if you're only using dry toilet paper.
What are you? Oh, you carrying around wet wipes, are you?
I don't poop at work, but I...
Well, even still, do you use
wet wipes?
You use wet wipes at home?
No, I dampen, but I'm not using dry. You know what? Even if I have to do it here.
Wait a minute.
You know what I'm doing?
How do you dampen? What, do you spit on it?
No, like this water.
But then you get the little rolled up balls in there.
Yeah, the dingleberries.
No, I don't use tissue. If it happens here, you have to go industrial strength. You bring paper towels with you.
That's so harsh on your butthole.
I know,
dude.
But I'd rather be clean than the other option. I don't walk out of the stall. I plan and go, okay, this is going to be a problem here. I'm going to have to take damp paper towels inside.
Dude. We went and watched the...
So you just sit with damp paper towels on your leg until you finish?
Not on my leg.
Where do you have them?
I keep them in my hand. I don't need hands to do that.
What?
I don't need hands.
I don't want this conversation.
This is crazy what you guys go through.
No. I don't do all that. I dry wipe. That's right.
Nah, see.
That's right.
And you're non-hygienic.
That's a problem.
No, I'm very hygienic. I'm fine.
Gilbert learned.
It's called toilet paper and people. That's what people do forever now.
You and Gilbert
to
trade hemorrhoid stories.
Forever now.
Yeah, we came up with a technology that makes it better. So use it.
No, it's not really better.
Yes, it is.
No. Then you got a wet butt.
No,
okay, then that's going to give
it.
You even worse
and then
you
dry
problems.
It. Why do you think there's only you don't stop at the dampness? Then you go dry it.
It air dries even.
Seems like a lot of work.
It's
when my way is just fine.
Yeah, you just got mud butt. But
exactly.
Whatever.
No, I'm fine. Okay, have been forever. Okay,
well,
you want to smell?
You don't know.
You want to come over here and smell?
I'm fine. I'm sure you don't have to clean your underwear. The person who does that probably has a different opinion.
No, my wife just fine with all my hygiene.
Yeah, she's not going to tell you
just
about it.
Just fine with all my hygiene.
John just got streaks.
Thanks. No, bacon strips?
No, I didn't say strips.
Crap happens. Oh, well, what are you going to do? So I'm not sure that Robbins Brothers really wanted to be in this segment.
He said he wanted goofiness.
Well, he did.
There's nothing goofy about John's poor hygiene.
So let's... get to the Robbins Brothers Play of the Week.
Long throw in time.
Here's your Diamond Play of the Week, presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store.
And really taking a toll here and getting Mecca out to the far side, knocked down. Goes hard in the boards,
boy.
And Mecca's hurt. Mecca goes down, and still more afterwards. Gamecocks didn't like that one. Hickman goes down. We've got a brawl. Everybody finds a man. A scrum in the corner. Everyone goes down. Pam Mecca finally getting back to his feet here. And Hickman drops the gloves in the corner. A scrimmage for charity ends up in an all-out war here in behind the Clemson net. Take Kenji being escorted off. Mecca going down. Punches being thrown. Hickman gets involved there. He grabs his man, Cameron Lamont.
I'm going to need a minute for the Robbins Brothers. I got to get all the audio ready. That's
going
out. A little bit.
The officials take Tyler Oakley off a man. And Adam and awkward collision in the boards. Cam Mecca was...
This Diamond Play of the Week is presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store, West Loop South and Clear Lake.
What a play.
Excusing me talking over part of the sound. What you missed was it was a charity hockey game between Clemson and South Carolina. Those two teams have fought on the field in after football games. This happened at a charity soccer, because I think they're both club teams. They don't really compete for anything other than
pride.
That's a nice charity game, though. What, with everybody punching each other in the face?
Hey, man, don't illegal check one of my guys.
Yeah, well, clean start, don't start, huh?
Yeah, and the ref got involved, too. He tossed one of the guys down by his neck and threw him on the ground.
Damn.
So.
Wow. That's a fun charity event. It's always good when, you know.
That's how you raise awareness.
Yeah, great. What was the...
Attention
was
to the cause.
But nobody even knows what the cause was. That's all we care about is the fight.
They're fighting for people who can't fight.
Can't fight for themselves?
Exactly.
Mm. Can't wipe themselves?
Yeah, it's hemorrhoid awareness is what that's... You're welcome,
when
Gilbert.
When Gilbert said that, I thought I was... Yeah, I got hemorrhoids. Good hygiene. What? Yeah. Gilbert, tell us about that.
Man.
I don't wipe good. What? Oh, God.
I'm so surprised. I expected Gilbert to be like a super good wiper, but...
Well, apparently you overestimated
it. Yeah. Yes.
The game was in honor of a recently passed away gentleman named Matt Brickley.
See?
Rest in peace. Now he can't even rest in peace because of them.
Hemorrhoids can be fatal.
They can be.
I don't think it was hemorrhoids that got Mr.
We already determined that much. We're
right. Hey, we got some Ice Cube tickets to give away.
What?
ESPN 97.5 and House of Blues Houston want to send you to the Ice Cube concert on Thursday, March 14th at House of Blues. Caller number 713-780-3776 wins a pair of tickets to see the show, the long-awaited Ice Cube concert, almost sold out. So get your tickets now at LiveNation.com. LiveNation.com.
What's your favorite Ice Cube song?
You know, the everybody's favorite song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, that's easy.
All right.
Everybody loves that. You know,
it was a good day.
I love everything he does.
It was a good day.
It was a good day. That's a good song.
It was a good day.
No Vaseline's aggressive.
That's a good one.
No Vaseline seems to be.
That could be Gilbert's.
Is that the
problem.
Kellen Winslow song?
No, Kellen had plenty.
Kellen had a tub
of
Vaseline with him. He was roughing up the suspect.
Yeah.
And he needed some Vaseline. Yeah. 713-780-3776. And. Well, all the lines are taken now. Although Tony's our UFC guy. See, in the morning we have certain guys. Tony's been calling about UFC for a while. What do you say, Tony?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I was just going to ask what your thoughts were on John Jones not being DQ'd on Saturday for kneeing Smith in the face twice. But also, AJ, were you privy of what John's take is on dogs? Because he's not a dog lover, and I know you are personally.
Yeah,
I did not know that. I didn't.
I don't care about. Yeah.
You do not like.
No. I don't. I just don't want to have. I don't want a dog because
that's okay.
Listen, like I knew this. Like Lisa over at China Garden, she's young and she's got a dog, and she's like, I got to take care of that. And I'm like, why do you have a dog when you're young and you want to go out all the time? What's the sense of having a dog? It's like having a kid. You always got to be. Yeah. You always got to worry about
it. You
got
to take care of them.
You got to take care of it. I don't want to take care of a
dog.
That's
okay.
Yeah,
I'm not against people. I mean, I don't like it when people say, "Oh, I don't like dogs."
Yeah,
but I understand if you don't want that responsibility.
Yeah,
I mean, you've already put how many kids through
three.
Yeah,
I'm done with that.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's fine. You want to travel, stuff like that.
Yeah,
not everybody.
We got dogs for the kids when they were really. We got them too young when they were really small, and they were scared to death. And so we never got another dog. We got rid of them. I don't know what we did. We maybe just threw it out. I don't know what we did.
that would upset me. But John Jones, I honestly think he would have gotten disqualified if Anthony Smith would have said he couldn't continue. But Anthony Smith got kneed in the face while he was on the ground, and I think Anthony Smith knew what was happening. So respect Anthony Smith for saying, you know what, this guy's beating me up. I'm not going to take a cheap way out. And he kept going. So it was obviously an illegal knee. He could have said, I'm done. I'm knocked out. I can't fight anymore. But he wanted to keep trying, keep fighting. They don't disqualify you unless the fight has to be stopped.
So, but John Jones is just a card-carrying bad. Well, I don't know about bad guy. He's the best, but he's also an idiot.
Oh, he's not. Yeah, he's not a good person.
No.
Mm-mm. Doesn't.
And he's a drug enthusiast, right?
In the past, he has been.
And he's a steroid guy.
Yep.
I mean, what else?
He's a dry toilet paper guy.
I find that very attractive.
One of his worst offenses. You want to start ranking offenses.
Dry toilet paper. Okay.
The top of the list.
Okay. Slow down. Wait a minute. You can be disqualified from a UFC fight if you're a dry toilet paper guy?
No.
No, but you should.
No, but I mean, I wouldn't. I mean, Imagine showing up at a fight where you're going to get sweaty and there's going to be sweat running down your
wipe
crack.
Good, that's all. No, yeah. Just I think if you wipe good, you're fine.
I think dry toilet paper, guys, worse than MRSA.
You can't wipe good with dry toilet paper.
Yeah, you pretty much can. Pretty much can.
You're never going to get it all.
I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure.
Never will.
I'm fine. If you want to come over and smell, I'm famous.
No. Okay. I want you to go get, next time you...
I'll go right now.
Get some on your hand.
No, I don't want any on my hand. How about this?
Then just
how
wipe
about
it
if
off?
You actually don't get any on your hand?
And then wipe it off with dry paper.
Okay, no.
Wipe it off with dry paper and just say, oh, I'm clean now.
He's just making a point. Like, if you you don't like dogs. Say you fell down and your hand fell in dog poop. Not the dry kind.
Right.
Would you just simply wipe it with dry paper?
No, I'd wash it.
So how come you don't wash?
Well, because it's my butt. Nobody's going to know. I'm not going to eat with my butt.
Wendy might know.
No. Wendy doesn't know. I swear.
That's awesome.
Oh, well, maybe that's why she doesn't know. Maybe if you started cleaning up down there, she would know.
No. She knows. She's pretty aware.
You just said she doesn't know. Promised me she doesn't know.
No. She doesn't feel like it's unsanitary. That's all I can say. That's all I can say.
Maybe
about
she just doesn't know any different.
See, it is a weird thing for people that, you know, I will wipe my hand with soap and water if something like poo hits it. Right. But my butt,
no big deal.
Okay, so Jackie just said, hey guys, this guy in my truck tuned in. What the F is going on with this show? Dry versus wet. That's what, Jackie.
Jackie, I know your sensibility as a woman are kind of.
Yeah. Jackie, how do women feel about this?
Yeah, Jackie, you tell us.
Women want their men to be clean.
Well, we got to find out. You're not a woman.
What is happening with... Is that a wallet?
Oh, yeah.
It's like a briefcase.
It's his e-reader holder.
You've seen that before.
I've never seen that.
That's my wallet, bro.
He has
it's Italian. Okay, that's why it's bigger.
He has an Amazon Paperwhite in there.
Okay.
It's bigger than your phone.
It is bigger than my phone. It fits in my pocket.
This is my wallet.
Okay. Yes. This is mine. Mine's bigger.
This is mine.
I win.
Good Lord. That is
biggest
what are
wallet.
You keeping in there?
Oh, a lot of stuff. Nah, I don't know. Nothing. Just cards. That's all.
Oh, you could downsize that so easily.
I don't want to. Mine's bigger than yours. That's all.
AJ, at one point, people were getting after people for having those big-ass phones, and now everyone has one.
I guess so.
John's just setting a trend.
Do you see?
Yeah.
Do you see? With your little wallet.
Your puny wallet.
Yeah, I spit on your wallet.
ESPN 99.975.
Try to incorporate all the pitches today, which I did, and you know, just try to execute everyone. Just, you know, treat it one rep at a time. And I thought that went well. And Robinson and I didn't really overthink the game plan. Just kind of wanted to see him call it and let me shake and you know, just kind of feel each other out. But all in all, it was good. I executed more pitches than not. You know, he was familiar with where I like to throw the ball. So he gave me some good targets. He was on the plate when he wanted us to challenge guys. He was on the corner when, you know, we kind of wanted to pick away. And so it was good rhythm, good flow. And I didn't shake too many times. So it was good.
Those are guys, and I guess Verlander loves. I know this. Last year, Verlander did not like throwing to Stassi. So he got Stassi out. I can see where Stassi's not as good. Chirinos is he's talking about Chirinos, Robinson Chirinos, and getting used to him. And, you know, it's kind of a big deal for these guys who they throw to. And, you know, that you trust the guy what pitch he's going to call for in what situation.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear – I know you didn't, Del, because it's baseball. But Trevor Bauer was mic'd up, and it is really detailed what these guys – I mean, it's a lot more. I mean, he was like, okay, two strikes on a right-handed hitter. We're going to go, you know, let's come in on the fist, or you know, and it's really, really kind of cool. And he was only humping it up at like 92, and he would say 92. That's not good enough. Not good enough. And it was actually pretty interesting. And the details that he gets into in the bullpen with his catcher on what they're going to do and how they're trying to approach hitters, and it's pretty cool. It was pretty cool. So if you just probably Google Trevor Bauer mic'd up.
Where do you sit with Trevor Bauer as a? Like
as a human being?
Yeah.
He's an idiot.
So you're not a fan?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I can't if it was me, I guess I'd be a jerk too. You know,
why?
If people maybe not a jerk, but I would say stupid stuff like he does, I think. Because I say stupid stuff now and I'm not rich and famous.
Yeah, this would be where people well.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
kind of rich and famous.
No, I'm neither. And I say stupid stuff now, so I really can't hold that against him. You know, the back and forth that he and Bregman have.
Yeah.
Is they're buddies though. They work out with the same guy.
Yeah, they're.
So
I mean, that's a bro.
Yeah.
That's a bro off.
Right yeah, it there, really
for
is.
Sure.
Well, you're.
They're the same guy.
Yeah, but you're. Your dislike for Bregman as well. I mean, you're kind of not objective in that.
I like Bregman, the baseball player.
Yeah, you don't like Bregman, the guy.
I don't like Bregman, the guy who gets into fans' DMs who criticize him.
Right. That about Bregman, but that's Bregman.
That's
man.
Him. He's
chip on the shoulder guy,
which it seems to be working for.
That him. Little fella is going to come after you if yeah. you. Yeah, that's absolutely, and maybe that's why he's as good as he is.
Let me ask you this about Alex Bregman. Now everybody's like, Alex Bregman's the best. He's the best Astro. Is there any chance that maybe we're overreacting to one season?
I've said it.
That could have easily been the best Alex Bregman will ever be. If it is, that's not a bad thing. I mean, that's if that's your best season, that's a pretty damn good season. But
well, there's no reason to think that he can't. But I've said this. Listen, his off season of. The World Bregman Tour that he took, and Jimmy Kimmel, and everything that he was doing, he better back it up with validate that year with another big year this year.
If I said going forward, you can have Correa or Bregman, just one of them. Which guy do you think's better?
I still think Correa will be better.
I tend to think so too.
Yeah, and oh by the way, let's slow down. Jose Altuve was hurt last year.
Yeah,
Jose Altuve
is still the best player on that team.
He's 15-1 right now to win MVP. 15-1. I think he's the best.
He's the best position player on that. Justin Verlander's the best player on the team. But Jose Altuve is the best position player.
Okay, if I said to you, you could have 5 years of Verlander or Cole, which one would you take?
Like the next 5 years?
Yes.
Cole.
I would take Cole too.
Yeah.
Lance would take Verlander.
I think Verlander, you've probably got two or three more dominant years.
Right. That's why I say they got... There's nothing wrong. People are signing people. Sign Cole now to a long-term deal. That dude is an ace.
I don't disagree. I think he's really good.
You know, you build around that guy now.
But I do think they should prioritize bringing in another pitcher, maybe, and not just count on those two guys to do everything. Because the way it looks on paper, that's what the rotation is. It's Verlander, Cole, and then we'll figure it out.
And that's 60% of the games.
That ain't going to work.
No, I don't believe.
And you're talking about guys... Oh, well, we'll just bring in Brad Peacock. I know he's in the bullpen, but he'll do fine. We'll just bring Colin McHugh in from the bullpen. Well, what are you going to do to replenish your bullpen? Nothing. We'll figure it out. I just don't understand the thought process. Like, they've lost 60% of the opening day rotation from last year. No Keuchel, no McCullers, no Morton. And they replaced it with Wade Miley. Wade Miley can't pitch all three of those days.
No.
And I mean, Wade Miley's got an injury history too.
Yeah.
So.
Well, he was hurt last year, but he's been pretty reliable other than that. But I'm with you. I mean, that was my SportsMap article last week. Oh, slow down, everybody. Where's this pitch? You need 500 innings out of this bullpen.
Yeah.
And you just took two of your best guys out of it.
You're two long relievers.
And maybe Josh James too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now, I mean, what Colin McHugh was like a what? A max... three-inning guy last year?
Yeah, twice he went three innings.
Okay. So what are you expecting him to give you on a regular basis? How many times do you think he's going to give you six?
Well, his last year as a starter, he averaged 5 2/3. So he did give you six, but he also gave you four.
What about Brad Peacock?
Brad Peacock averaged 5 1/3 his last year of starting.
That doesn't work.
No. No, that's why you got to have 500 innings out of your pen.
Yeah.
I mean, even last year.
I guess if you're trying to be like the Rays and you're just going to be, okay, well, our whole team's the bullpen and everybody just pitches every day. I mean.
Even last year when you had McCullers, Morton, and Keuchel in those spots, you still had 500 innings out of your bullpen.
That's weird, man. And if I'm the Astros, I'm calling Dallas Keuchel and saying, look, dude, nobody's signing you to this long-term deal you're looking for. What if we give you a really nice chunk of change for this year, and then you know we see where you're at the end of it?
I don't think Keuchel's the answer. I don't.
I think he's a better answer than Colin McHugh.
I'm not sure. Well, I guess, except you know. Well, maybe you put in you have the opener. Let somebody from the let Davinsky throw the first inning, and then get out, and then leave. Because Keuchel can't throw
guys.
The first inning.
You've got to sign more bullpen guys then.
Yeah, you do.
Like what they've got right now is just, it's like they're crossing their fingers like, oh, maybe this will work out.
And Whitley may be the next Cy Young.
Another guy they're crossing their fingers.
Well, no. He's not coming up till June 22nd.
Yeah. And even when he does come up, I mean, Preston Tucker was Ted Williams until he got to the major leagues. And then it's like, you're like.
Kyle.
Kyle Tucker.
Yeah. Right.
You're like. Frozen Ted Williams now. You're not good Ted Williams. You're
Preston
Tucker never made.
Well, he right. Well, he had a week with the Braves that he was good. But I think Kyle Tucker had the same start as Alex Bregman did, but yeah. Alex Bregman got more.
Got out of it.
Kyle Tucker hopefully will too. He hit into a lot of bad luck. Actually, the ball comes off his bat okay.
But there's also the possibility that he's Brett Wallace.
Yeah.
And he's a guy who just murders AAA, and then he gets to the big leagues.
Mr. Iron Pants.
Yeah.
He had big booty. Brett Wallace. Remember big booty?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he had a big booty. But Kyle Tucker's skinny. He's not like that.
No. No booty.
No. The pitching is I don't get it. You know, and the Yankees added Adam Ottavino and
James Paxton.
And Paxton.
Like good pitchers.
And re-signed Jay Happ, who was 7-0 for him.
Yep.
And the Red Sox re-signed Eovaldi, and they lost their closer, but I don't know that's a bad thing. I mean, they got two guys, Barnes and Brazier, that can both of them can close. So no, the Astros are this whole with Vegas saying that the Astros are the American League. I don't get it.
I don't know what the Astros have done this offseason to get better than the Red Sox or the Yankees.
No, they haven't.
I would say
both those teams. Well, the Red Sox they didn't catch, and the Yankees passed them.
Yeah.
I really believe that. You know, maybe this could be like the 2001 Diamondbacks, where you had Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling and then whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe it can be like that, but it hasn't happened since 2001. You got to have more pitching than that. All right, 831 ESPN 975-713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. I want to talk about 4hymns.com. 4hymns.com. If you've got a problem with ED, well... there's no reason to have a problem with ED anymore. There really isn't, because and especially you're like, well, can I afford it? Yes, can you afford $5? If you don't have $5, then you need to worry about more than having relations. Okay, you need to get some money. You need to get a job, and then you can worry about getting a woman, because you ain't getting no woman if you don't have $5 anyway. So that's settled. So $5 the first month is all you need. All you need is $5, and you go online, 4hymns.com/John5. You will talk to a doctor. That doctor will help you. And you talk to a doctor online. It's not uncomfortable because you're just chatting online, okay? And, you know, there's a lot of uncomfortable chats online, not this one. You just tell them, bing, 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 $5, and you get your ED medicine, okay? And then I believe it's like $30 after that, every month after that. But that's nothing. To have relations? Are you kidding me? Stop worrying about it. No more uncomfortableness. No more irritability. No more worrying at all about having relations. 4hymns.com/John5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 836 ESPN 97.5, 7037803776. La Raza has been waiting for a while. ¿Qué pasó, mijo?
Buenos dias, Johnny G. AJ is the real. Dale, good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Good, well, how are you, pal?
Doing good, doing good. And I want to first say thank you for your service, AJ. And the reason I know why you decided to go with Baby Wives is because that's all you have in the field. Imagine being stuck in the field for about a month. No access to water, no anything. You only have to use baby wipes. That's the only way you're going to clean yourself. Clean your face, your armpits, everywhere. And then I agree with Dell because let's say, gun to your head, you have to use toilet paper or industrialize it, like you said. You got to get that thing out of there, man. You got to clean yourself, man.
Yeah. Did you?
You just can't do this. And then I have one simple question, gentlemen. Okay, with the Manny Machado and Bryce Harper deals going down, we got a guy coming up in the Astros, Carlos Correa. Do you feel like this year is going to reflect, and he's going to want to ask for that kind of money, or do you think he's worth that kind of money? I'll hang up and listen.
Well, he's got a couple arbitration years left, so you don't have to worry about that. But he was a $5 million arbitration guy.
Carlos Correa, I mean, he's a guy you hope that one day you have to make a decision on whether you're going to give him $350 million.
Yes.
Like that's the hope. Exactly. That's what the Astros are. The Astros are probably hoping that one day they have to like sit down and say, okay, we can afford to keep Correa or Bregman. What do we do?
Right.
And if that happened, then cool. Yeah, I mean, you've had a really good run because you've still got a lot, several years where those guys are really cheap. And they got away with paying Jose Altuve nothing for years and years and years. Like he was paid like a bum.
Well, you saw a bum.
Like a baseball bum, relatively.
Right. I mean, that's how you win championships, though. Bregman was underpaid. Correa was underpaid. Altuve was underpaid. You had money to get Verlander in here.
Yeah.
Cole was underpaid. I mean, Cole wasn't here. You got away with, that's how you win championships, though. When guys are overperforming their contracts, Altuve now is a $30 million a year guy, which is what he deserves.
So.
That's right. He absolutely deserves all of that. You're absolutely right. If Carlos Correa is a $30 million a year guy, it is a dream come true. Yeah. Right now, he's a $5 million in arbitration is nothing.
2017, Carlos Correa is worth $30 million a year. 2018, Carlos Correa, not worth $30 million.
Yeah.
Which
is what he got. And actually, they went to arbitration
for
$750,000, which was, to me, I just don't get it. But neither here nor there. I'm hoping. Did you guys happen to see, who was the guy that did the Lord of the Rings? Peter Jackson. Peter Jackson, right? Did you guys have you seen any of the previews or the World War One stuff that he did? He colorized the footage. I went to see it at the theater. Dude, World War One, they showed guys dumping. They had a long wooden just a plank, and there were guy after guy sitting next to each other dropping deuces. Just down into this little
into a hole,
and guys would fall in it, into it, and guys.
And then guess what they would do? They would just wipe it off with dry paper and say, "Oh, I'm good."
No, they wiped it off with their hands. They didn't have. They said we had no paper. We had nothing. We used our hands, and there was no water to wash your hands after. This is how they said the lice and the grossness of this on the front line, the French front lines. It was the grossest place in the world, and you had no choice. But this is how, and they were all just lined up, sitting next to each other with their and just dropping a deuce.
There are parts of the world where people still live like that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, what was it? Million dollar? What was the movie?
Slumdog Millionaire.
Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah,
where they.
Yeah,
and the kid went through the bottom and then through all the crap and into and to get out because his buddy locked him in there.
Yeah, that's no buddy.
That's not.
No, my worst fear in life is being in a porta potty and somebody tips it over. That's my worst. Every time I go in it, I'm like, just seeing who's around. I would not go in one if a friend was around, because just in case they would do that.
The worst would be if they tipped it door down.
Yes.
Where you couldn't escape.
No, the worst is just the whole thing is the worst.
Yeah. And it's not just poop and pee in those. There's tampons and.
Oh, God, dude.
Yeah.
See, this show.
There's stuff in there.
There's something wrong. Hey, Jackie says this is his kind of show. What were we talking about? Ties to start the show?
Yeah. Everybody loves a good tie show.
The first hour was about ties.
First segment. I mean, it really was less about ties and more about making fun of Fred.
That is kind of true.
It wasn't like we were getting into wins or nots. We're talking about Fred.
That's true.
That is true. Who was the guy, the fullback from the Steelers that used to wear the big knot? And that was his thing on ESPN?
Ago? You mean Bettis?
Huh? Bettis? No. White guy.
Fullback.
Merrill Hodge.
Merrill Hodge.
Oh, Merrill Hodge.
Remember that tie he used to always wear?
Yeah.
Yeah, and only he wore it better than Fred did, if you want to know the truth.
Very hard to wear worse than Fred did.
That Fred wore. It's very difficult. Anthony says, just want to give a shout out to the 10 and under Montgomery strike team for taking the championship in Tomball this weekend. My youngster pitched a complete 6-inning game. He hit 60-63 on the gun at 10 years old.
Nice.
Congratulations, Anthony. Yeah. Hey, if you've got a kid that did some or whatever useless information you want to convey here and that people don't care about, you're more than welcome to tweet it.
Maybe you cleaned out your grandma's garage. You want to tell us about it? I don't know.
We don't care.
The 11-year-old team that I coach, got rained out on Sunday, so
big ups to them.
Yeah,
they played
on Friday.
They didn't lose.
Well, they lost one on Friday. They went 1-1, but then they were supposed to play on Sunday, and no, we got. I woke up at like
Sunday. It seemed like it was okay out yesterday.
Well, it rained all night Saturday, so we got to the fields at 7:30 in the morning and saw that they were underwater. And
yeah,
not playing.
That's heartbreaking ideal. For a kid, though.
Oh, it's heartbreaking for a parent to wake up early.
Not really. If your team sucks, it's okay.
I just don't like getting up early.
Yeah. AJ's correct. There are places in the world where poop everywhere. Downtown San Francisco, Austin, New Orleans.
Exactly.
Kind of true.
Yeah.
San Francisco. When we were at the
places.
Super Bowl in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Did you see the number of homeless and... I mean, it was... It's so bad. People are not going to conventions there anymore because
those are actually
the homeless.
People who have jobs too. They just
they have a full time poop scoop, a people poop scooper.
Oh
yes, because they're crapping in the streets all over. So there's a full time job in San Francisco. Someone going around cleaning.
Can't be just one person.
Well, I don't know if it's 24-hour service. I don't know. But
what do you think the like, because you can't, on your, when you're filling out your resume, put poop scooping person.
Yeah.
Like, what's
sanitation
the...
Sanitation worker?
Is it sanitation worker?
Yeah.
Because then people are thinking, like, well, maybe.
Human feces
you're
cleaner.
Picking up human garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah. 845 ESPN 97.5.
Sanitation expert.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. For those of you who haven't seen, you got to go to my Twitter account and AJ's Twitter account. The picture of the boys. You're one of the boys.
Boys.
Well, you're an old and a boy. But this question needs to be asked. Does Brian T. Smith know how to use a brush? That needs to be asked.
What's
Brian T. Smith uses his hand as a brush. I saw that multiple times yesterday.
Yeah. Why?
It was windy, though.
It was windy in the studio?
No, outside the studio.
Well, I'm pretty sure he could have used a hand to fix that.
Do you carry around a brush?
No.
Okay. So you just go, I mean, whatever you
just
fix your hair at the beginning of the day.
That's all.
And whatever happens, happens,
yeah,
right?
I like to slick it back. I like it going backwards.
Fred likes that too.
Yeah, Fred does too.
Fred's is almost like a vampire now. Like there's like a point and then it just slicks back in like a V.
Yeah, he's not Eddie Munster because it doesn't go far enough in the front, you know.
But it's like when Eddie Munster gets older.
It could be, yeah. I see that. I see it. Yeah.
And that's like his mob look. Fred he's fascinated with mafia stuff.
I know. He wrote a book about it.
Yeah. So that's the look he goes for.
Right. He wants to be a mob boss. I get it. He does have buttons that are just hanging out on this jacket.
I'm not sure what those buttons...
I mean, just randomly placed buttons.
Yeah. I don't know much about... I'm not a fashion guy. You know that.
No, I don't know. I've never seen a jacket quite like it. Styling and profile.
It is.
I think a mob boss would wear that. For those of you who haven't seen it, you got to go to my Twitter feed and there's a close up that somebody, Rob D, Fred's tie, looks like it's tucked into his vest, but he's not wearing a vest. So you need to go. This is how we started the show.
It looks like it's tucked into a vest. He's not wearing one.
What?
I don't know why that made me laugh.
What?
It looks like it's tucked into a vest, but he's not wearing one.
So it's not. It's not, Rob. He's not tucked into a vest. So
there's just a mirror effect from that tabletop that makes it.
Yes,
look,
it makes the whole thing stranger, even stranger. I don't know. Why is this news? Matt Schaub signed a 2-year extension with the Falcons.
Maybe because
but here was a problem.
The best backup quarterback in the league.
Here's a problem. You see Chris Sims on NBC. Isn't he on NBC or CBS Sports? Which one?
I think CBS Sports.
It says underneath on the scroll, Houston signed backup QB Matt Schaub to a 2-year extension.
Oh, they wish.
We've got Brandon Weeden, the greatest backup in the game today.
Disagree. I think the Texans would rather have Chris Sims than Brandon Weeden given the option.
Mm-hmm. Well, is that why they've given him all that money for the last 2 years?
I don't know.
To be right there just in case anything happened to beloved
something
Deshaun?
Will happen to Deshaun.
Nothing will happen
to
Deshaun.
Last year.
Nothing happened.
What happened when Deshaun was gone?
Deshaun wasn't gone last year.
2 years ago.
2 years ago, right.
And what happened?
We didn't have, when Brandon Weeden came in, won football games.
That's
what we did.
Brandon Weeden, greater than Tom Savage.
Yeah. Well, they found out what life was like without Brandon Weeden. Terrible.
Yeah, it's not.
So,
it's
that's
not
my
that
buddy.
Great with him.
No, it's not that great with him.
It's,
if you're the Texans, you just hope you never have to see a backup quarterback. I mean, that's, they're in that.
No, yeah, you, I mean, honestly. I don't care who it is. What backup would you rather have than Deshaun? None.
No. I'm just saying the Texans hope that they never have to worry about who their backup is because they hope that Deshaun never comes out of the game again.
Like the first year Deshaun was here. When Deshaun's not there, it's life sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's some teams where when their quarterback gets hurt, it doesn't really change the makeup of the team.
Mm, what team is that?
The Dolphins.
Tannehill's
hurt. Oh, you're the same
good.
Team.
He's not good.
Well, Jags, Blake Bortles gets hurt. Oh, hell, we just upgraded here. The Ravens, Joe Flacco got hurt. Oh, we made the playoffs. I mean, there's some teams that it affects more.
Well, yeah, but they did something about it. I mean, they drafted Lamar Jackson in the first round. So,
I don't think the Texans are one of those teams that they can just fade an injury to their starting quarterback.
Yeah, but I don't believe. All the teams that you mentioned are crap, except the Ravens.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you lose a crappy quarterback, then yeah, I get that.
Did the Titans really go into the tank when they lost Mariota this year?
Yeah. Well, the only team they beat was the Texans.
Mm.
You know?
Awkward.
Yeah, without two tackles, too.
Mm.
Huh. Well, I know we like to point to the Philadelphia game as the reason why the Texans didn't have, you know, home field, at least have a bye, and that's fine, but losing to the Titans and the Giants.
And the Giants.
Not a good look.
Problem, too.
Yeah, no, that was a problem.
Yeah.
0-3 was a problem.
Yeah. Well, 0-3 is a problem, but losing to the Giants is one of the three.
And, yeah.
Is a bigger problem.
And the Titans without their quarterback or tackles. Yeah, that's a problem.
Luckily, Jadeveon Clowney was on the sidelines committing penalties at extended drives.
Correct.
He's always good for that.
He is.
Even when he's not playing.
That's what he do. Yeah, right. Even when he's out of the game.
And like not even I don't mean not playing, like not active.
Right.
He committed a penalty.
Yeah. Pretty dumb throwing your kids six innings that young in cold weather. Can we not Twitter shame?
Yeah, don't judge.
Can we not judge the kid? It's not dumb. The kid, he's a kid. Okay, he's 10 years old. We're really not worried about him.
Was he throwing a no-hitter?
No one can. If he's throwing a no-hitter, he's got to stay. You can't pull him.
Yeah.
Even if it's not a no-hitter, we're winning.
Was that Augie Garrido Jr.? Is that the guy?
Did he throw 180 pitches in those six innings?
I think the rule is...
There's a rule how many pitches.
I think it's not. There's a rule, yeah. Nine innings over the course of the weekend. So, like, if his...
See, that's a bad rule, though, because you could have a 50-pitch inning. Nope.
Well, yeah, that's true. They do go by, it's how many outs you record.
No, that's a bad rule.
So
it should be number of pitches.
Yeah, it should be, but that's too difficult to keep up with.
Not really. Someone counts them.
Who?
We've done that. Well, in Little League, that's what you do. Somebody counts them.
In Little League?
Yeah. You can't. You can throw, you can't, the number is 65 pitches in a game. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you can't pitch for like 4 days.
So in this, at least if they play the same kind that my kid does... you can pitch if you pitch more than three innings the first day, you're like burned for the rest of the day. But you can pitch six the next day. Six is the most you can pitch in a day, though.
Right, but you could throw him 2-2-2-2 mm-hmm. six, which is a bad rule.
Well, it doesn't go that long. I mean, typically they're just 3 days.
Right, whatever. You can throw 2-2-6. That's 10 innings.
No, it's too many. You can only throw nine total.
Nine total. Okay. Yeah. Well, even still, you could have a 100-pitch inning.
Hey, if I want my kid's arm to fall off, I'll knock it off.
It's my kid.
Stop trying to teach me how to parent.
Pretty dumb.
I don't need you to parent.
Watch your kid, okay? Watch your kid, not his. Are you done? Are you staying?
I'm done.
Oh, you're done?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's out? AJ, thanks for hanging with us. We appreciate it. Lance back tomorrow right here on ESPN 97.5. Raheel joins us on the other side. Everyone likes to
dance to a happy... Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.